It's October 8th. This is the 6th episode of my NaNoWriMo recordings. It's actually, 14 minutes past midnight, so I'm really recording this on the 7th as far as I'm concerned. But, like I said, it is the 6th episode. I'm still an episode behind. I would be recording out on the porch, but, well, the handheld has kind of lost juice. So, that's not happening. I'm going to need to put some batteries in. I'm leaving it out to remind myself. Count. I wrote a little bit more than 4,000 words today. That includes, like 300 or 400 I wrote last night around midnight. Which brings my total to about 17,000. I pretty much increased my word count by 33%. Not bad. Yeah, I'm about 6,000 over the required quota for the 7th, which I believe is 11,666. So, NaNo says I'm on the estimate of being done by the 20th, and I'd like to be done sooner than that. I don't know if I'm going to have 4,000, you know, word days, but again, keeping over 2,200 my median, and trying to get as high as I can beyond that should definitely improve my odds of getting done before the 20th. You know, you're about to hear a click, because I'm about to check the calendar. So today's the 8th. 20th would be the third Sunday of the month. I'd like to be done before next weekend. The NaNoWriMo report is I'm still going to be writing well into the 20th and well into the end of the month. I still have a lot to go on the novel. But I am reaching the climax of the first act pretty quickly. I did want to talk a little bit about what I'm writing so far. I mentioned yesterday I wanted to talk about a specific topic. That's not going to happen. Because tonight, I probably wrote the most emotionally disturbing scene I've ever written. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have done some screwed up stuff to, you know, NPCs, to characters in video games, but the thing is, those characters are numbers. And even the ones I can see in video games, they're just, they're numbers, they're figures, they're just images, they're not people, per se. They're not people in my head, per se. But the character I did something to in the book, you know, she was only in one scene before. But she had some personality that made me really like her. Really like her. She was really cool, and I liked her, and I wanted to know more about her, but something was needed to happen, something the bad guys in the story needed to do that was going to drive the hero forward. And the emotional connection tied to her made it work. It was monstrous. It freaked me out just rereading it a little bit. Which means it'll probably stay in the final novel. I'm probably going to clean it up a bit, and I don't know, make it worse or better, I'm not sure which. But if it has that much of an emotional impact on me, I'm curious to know what it's going to do to readers. You know, I'm going to pass it through my beta readers once this is done, but I'm rather curious to know what people are going to think about it. It's dark. It's very dark. Not as dark as you physically possibly could go, but pretty dark. Pretty gruesome. And it's actually got me freaked out a little bit. And like I said, that's reason enough for me to leave it in. If it has that much of an impact. So. But how does that portray in your writing? You know, I've never written something that mentally disturbed me before. I've written stuff that has freaked other people out. I knew that. But I don't think I've ever written anything that has disturbed myself. Things I knew were disturbing, yeah, that happened, but not things that really disturbed me. So, I'm really curious. Okay, so besides that, I do want to say, I'm getting excited before I sit down now. Like, you know, 10 o'clock rolls around, I want to get off this computer, and I want to go out on the porch and write. I want to get on my laptop and write. I want to get to the next part of the story. I want to know what happens. I mean, I have a good idea what happens. I'm looking from the outline, but, you know, tonight I get freaking surprised. I didn't expect that to happen, but it happened. So I'm really looking forward to the next writing session. I did get word that the Tuesday night Burning Wheel game is probably not going to happen. Part of me is upset about that because, you know, I love the game, it's fun, I'm having a great time with a group of people. Another part of me is like, squee, more writing time. I get to see what happens next in the scene. That's going to be fun. I'm thinking this is the one that's going to happen. I've never felt this enthralled by a story I've worked on before. I've finished short stories, but I've never finished a novel. You know, and the longest I've ever gotten was 30,000 words. It took me a month and a half to get there. It was not an NaNoWriMo novel. I wrote 16,000 words for a novel back in July and August. That took me almost 2 months to do. And then I stopped and dropped it. I've now almost written 20,000 words in a week. Yeah. I think this is the one. I really do. Alright, folks. Going on 7 minutes now. I'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ta.